This is You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale. Timeless insights on success, personal development, and the power of positive thinking, brought to you by Nightingale Conant.
Thank you. I received a telephone call the other day that really set me to thinking. I was working in my study, and as usual, the phone interrupted my work. I think I was reading the sports page at the time. And a charming female voice asked, "Is this Mr. Nightingale?" And I said, "Yes." And then she said, "Mr. Nightingale, Mr. Spelvin can speak to you now." I thought, well, isn't that nice? This Mr. Spelvin must be a pretty important man. I wonder what he wants to talk to me about. Well, there was a short and impressive delay at the other end of the line, and then a man's voice asked, "Mr. Nightingale?" Again, I said, "Yes." And I don't mind admitting I was becoming pretty excited by this time. He said, "Mr. Nightingale, this is Mr. Spelvin. I believe someone at your house called my office." Well, I started racking my brain why anyone at my house would call a Mr. Spelvin. You know the feeling you get when you should remember someone's name but can't? So I decided to take an embarrassing chance, and I asked, "Mr. Spelvin, could you tell me what it is you do at your office?" There was a pause while I began to sense that I'd really put my foot in it, and then he answered, "Well, I'm the plumber." Well, I told him about the leak in the basement pipe, and he said that he'd put me on his schedule and be over in a few days. Now, I know men who head giant corporations who won't keep you waiting on the phone since they know it's bad manners, and I'm not trying to say that plumbers aren't important people, because they are. If it weren't for plumbers, we'd all be up to our necks in trouble. But what I am saying is that, for the most part, the service business in this country is getting too big for its britches. Pride goeth before a fall, and when the service business gets straightened out, a lot of people in it are going to fall a long way, and they'll wind up having to put a tourniquet on their wallets. A big percentage of them are giving poor service and charging outlandish prices, and it can't last. In fact, if you're a plumber, electrician, carpenter, TV repairman, automotive mechanic, painter, or just about anywhere in the service industry, you could really build a fine and lasting business for yourself by giving old-fashioned, excellent service and charging fair prices. An auto mechanic went to Florida and started calling in person on all the businessmen in his town. He asked them if they were happy with the way their cars were being taken care of and with the prices they were having to pay. He then offered to take care of their cars on a year-round basis, do excellent work, and charge prices for parts and labor that would be honest and fair. Well, to make a long story short, he netted about $500 his first month in business and went on to make $1 million. We've come to such a national acceptance of sloppy, half-hearted, mediocre service in this country that an honest, hard-working, conscientious man or woman stands out like an elephant in a herd of field mice. Maybe this is your big chance to start and build a really good business for yourself. All you have to do is start operating as though we had a normal economy where people could only be paid for their work, measured by its quality and promptness. You could almost go door to door and pick up enough business to get started. From then on, word of mouth would build you up in a hurry. Well, at least it's something to think about, isn't it? I'll be back in just 1 minute. Without a doubt, there are still a lot of very fine service people in the country, but they're in the minority. I think the others should keep in mind the fine old line from the Bible: "As ye sow, so shall ye reap." You might sidestep this law for a while, but eventually it's going to catch up with you.
You've been listening to You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale, brought to you by Nightingale Conant. Until next time, remember, you become what you think about.